you just say, don't do that. That's what happened. Have the courage to live with that. You don't have to fix it up. You don't have to spruce this up. The songs are good.
Rodney Crowell's gained a lot of perspective in his 30 years of making music. In the studio, cleaner isn't always better. And sometimes, taking a step back actually brings you a few steps forward. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Rodney Crowell had his days of chart-topping success in mainstream country, but as the title of his last album, The Outsider, declared, his songs are more at home on the outskirts of Nashville. It's a change in direction that began about a decade ago when Crowell took a 5-year break from music. And now returning with the new album, Sex and Gasoline, he's made another major shift by handing over the producer's reins for the first time. Of course, handing them to a producer like Joe Henry eases that transition, but as Rodney told host Darren DeVivo, it's one of many decisions that helped him grow as a man and as a songwriter.
I was putting along, you know, touring and putting out records, and I became a single parent for one thing, and so I had to accept the responsibility of bringing children in the world and get them to school because they were living with me. So I had to stop touring And I stayed home, and I made a commitment to myself somewhere in there that when I started working again and putting records out again, I wanted that to be my legacy. If I died and my children would say, you know, if you want my dad's legacy, it would be from the Houston Kid on.
Okay, since that has happened now, how do you view that older material of yours from the middle 90s back into the 70s?
I have to look back at that and go, hey, I wrote good songs, but I didn't have the consciousness nor the wherewithal to give them the life that I can now. I'm just better at my job now than I was then, simply put. Time is jammed and flying fast. The brakes are bad and the potholes are rough. I'm out here running from the past. What we had was not enough. I heard you just touched down in Hollywood. And her friends all say she's looking good. Well, I saw it coming from the start. She's a moving work of art.
You hooked up with Joe Henry here, who is just, over the past few years become just about the hottest producer in music. How did you call on Joe Henry to work on this album, and why?
We have the same manager. He introduced Joe and I, and we hit it off. We became good friends, and I slugged away and made a record, and I didn't like it. So I put it in the trash bin and called Joe, and I said, hey, I sent out an SOS, basically, and he answered. He said, basically, I want to record an album that I don't think about, where it's all live, it's all done, you know. In 5 days, we recorded it, and we were done. Producing my own records, it takes me a lot longer than that. And I needed to experience going in the studio, singing the song, and getting out. I didn't even stay for the mixes. Mm-hmm. It felt good.
It takes a lot of faith, I would imagine, to put your art in somebody else's hand and trust what they're going to do with it.
Yeah, it takes faith, but I would say, from my experience now, I would just say it takes common sense. It's like, why didn't I figure that out sooner? If I could be the first woman president, I'd take on air pollution. I'd walk the streets of Baghdad at dawn to find a real solution. I'd bare my soul for the people to read. I'd make my secrets known. I'd probably be assassinated first day in office or die somewhere alone. It's no excuse to be obtuse. It's no excuse to be deaf, dumb, and blind. When evolution is a thing of no use,
It likes to call itself Intelligent Design.
The Rise and Fall of Intelligent Design, performed live at FUV by Rodney Crowell and special guest Jenny Scheinman. Hear the whole interview anytime online at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.